Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're just at the mercy of whatever triggers come your way? You know that feeling when anger explodes out of nowhere, or sadness hits you like a ton of bricks, leaving you feeling helpless and overwhelmed? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all have emotional triggers, those pesky little things that can send our emotions spiraling out of control. But here's the good news. We don't have to be slaves to them. In today's episode of Focus Forward, we're diving deep into strategies for managing those emotional triggers and reclaiming your power. Get ready to level up your emotional intelligence. It's time to take back control. Now, let's get real. We all have them. Those things that set us off. Those moments where reason takes a backseat and our emotions hijack the steering wheel. Maybe it's a certain smell, a particular sound, or even just a thought. For some of you, it might be a specific person who seems to have a knack for pushing your buttons. It's totally normal. But here's the thing. Recognizing these triggers is the first step to mastering them. Let's break down 5 key strategies that can help you navigate those emotional minefields with grace and confidence. First up, awareness is your superpower. Seriously, knowing what sets you off is like having a secret weapon in this emotional battle. Start paying attention to your body and mind when things get heated. Notice the physical sensations. Maybe it's a racing heart, clenched fists, or even just a feeling of tightness in your chest. What thoughts are running through your head? Are you jumping to conclusions? Making assumptions? Getting caught up in what-ifs? By tuning into these cues, you can catch those emotional triggers before they derail you completely. Next, reframe your perspective. Think of it like this. Our brains are wired to look for threats, even when there aren't any real dangers lurking around the corner. Sometimes, a seemingly harmless situation can trigger an intense emotional response because our brain misinterprets it as a threat. So, challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself if your interpretation is really accurate or if there's another way to look at the situation. Could it be that someone's just having a bad day, or maybe they're stressed about something completely unrelated to you? By shifting your perspective, you can diffuse those emotional explosions before they happen. Emotional regulation is key. This means learning to manage your emotional responses in healthy ways. Instead of letting anger take over and lash out, try taking deep breaths, counting to 10, or engaging in a calming activity like listening to music or going for a walk. Practice mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's all about finding those techniques that work best for you and building them into your daily routine. Communication is crucial. When you feel yourself getting triggered, take a step back and communicate your needs assertively but respectfully. Explain how the situation is making you feel and what you need to feel safe and respected. Remember, healthy communication can prevent misunderstandings and build stronger relationships. Finally, self-care is non-negotiable. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, exercise regularly, and engage in hobbies that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle emotional challenges with grace and resilience. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and your boss just dropped a last-minute change on the project. Your heart starts racing, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, and anger starts bubbling up inside. Instead of letting it boil over and saying something you'll regret, you remember those strategies we talked about. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that this is temporary, and you focus on finding solutions rather than dwelling on the frustration. You communicate with your boss calmly, explaining the impact of the change and suggesting alternative approaches. See? You handled that emotional trigger like a pro. So, remember, managing emotional triggers isn't about eliminating them entirely. It's about developing the tools and strategies to navigate them with grace and resilience. By practicing awareness, reframing your perspective, regulating your emotions, communicating effectively, and prioritizing self-care, you can take control of your emotional well-being and create a more fulfilling life. Ready to put these strategies into action? Start by identifying your biggest triggers. What sets you off? What are those thought patterns that sabotage your emotional calm? Once you know your weaknesses, you can start building your strengths. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips, leave a review and let me know what resonated with you most. And remember, keep tuning in for more insights and strategies to help you focus forward and live your best life. Until next time, stay focused, stay empowered, and always remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.